Super people?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What is that? What kind of game is that titling?
So it's like PUBG, but all the characters have abilities.
What if you told me words I understood?
Yeah, that's it's like people have superpowers and they fight each other with
Okay.
super people.
I got it. What's PUBG?
Oh
This
man.
is your fault. You said it.
What's up, it's Fetch a Bale.
It's your bi-weekly pinball Do you get it?
Yeah.
It's about pinball.
Yep. Also, life and culture.
Not us, though.
My name's Jackie. Existence is meaningless. Life is a prison.
It's one of those things where like you have to laugh, right? Not because it's funny, but because otherwise you'd be crying.
Right.
My name's Jill.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, we're in this together.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show.
It's gonna be a fun one, can you tell?
And that's our show. Have a good one.
Bye.
Hi, Jill.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
How you doing?
I'm doing medium today. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good today.
Okay, I like
But
to hear it.
it's been a bit of a roller coaster of a week. A couple ups, lots of downs. It's funny, 2 episodes ago, I was kind of in a bummer mood, and in the last episode I was like 180.
Yeah, top of the world.
I think I might have 180'd too hard. I think I 180'd too close to the sun.
Your wings are melting, baby. Come back.
I accidentally 360'd back into the sad zone.
Shit.
Yeah. So the weekend was kind of rough. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, don't.
Well, you can listen to like 60% of it, right? I think that it's like worth listening to most of it for like the good chili jokes.
Honestly, I finally got around to listening to it today, and it's pretty good. But hearing all the great stuff that I had to say about this budding relationship is kind of sad,
Yeah.
because that is not that's no longer a thing.
Okay, so we're back to kind of where we started, except there's a more definite conclusion.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So 360'd, I'm trying to 540 it.
Was fast math, or do you just remember all of them?
I wrote this in my head earlier
Is
today.
it from Tony Hawk Pro Skater? Is that how you remember?
I'm trying to 540 nose grind kickflip this. My love life is a lot like skateboarding in that I don't know how to skateboard.
That's the main resemblance.
Yeah.
That tracks.
So yeah, all that great stuff about this girl that I was dating kind of went out the window. We broke things off just before the weekend. And I'm starting to get over it. I'm not really sad about her per se. I'm just like I'm sad about not I didn't even I wasn't even looking for a relationship, and now that I've kind of like had a taste, I'm like, oh, that would be really nice. And now I'm like, man, I have so much to give,
Yeah.
Why is it so difficult for me to find someone that appreciates me?
Yeah, it shouldn't be so hard.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hopped on the apps, and like it took 24 hours to meet for like, okay, so we break this thing off. And I remember telling you, I was like, you asked me how I felt. And I was like, it's fine. Like, if anything, I feel more confident now. I got this practice dating out of the way. Like, I fully was ready to, you know, put myself on the market. And then like 24 hours on the apps and I'm like, fuck, I got like men asking me to do crystal meth with them and like fuck around. And I'm like, okay.
Jesus.
So I remember now that it's actually very hard for me to date, to even find a date with someone. So that is what I'm more bummed about. The fact that, you know, I'm back at square one and square one was comfortable before, but now it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. That sucks. I don't really know how else to say about it.
Yeah, kind of a bummer. And I, you know, I'm like looking back, I'm like trying to think of where I went wrong. But honestly, I don't think that I did. I think that we just weren't compatible. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I think that's from what I understand of the situation. I think that's a fair assessment. Like,
yeah,
all you can do is be yourself and communicate your needs and be direct and be thoughtful and you are all of those things. And sometimes things just don't work.
Right.
But I think it's good to identify that early so you don't spend too much time and energy on it.
For sure. I'm like thinking, like, what have I learned that I can take into my next relationship?
Yeah.
What would I change? And I don't think that I would change anything.
Well, that's what you've learned. you're doing everything perfectly.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you've learned some things about like what you're looking for in a partner.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like what were my mistakes. You can still learn. You can still learn from that kind of an experience with someone else.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I learned from dating in my 20s that I don't like guys who just do whatever I say all the time. That's boring.
Oh, I've had one of those.
Yeah. Like, what, like, let's go see a movie. What movie do you want to see? And they're like, I don't know. What movie do you want to see? And I'm like,
I want to watch what you want to watch.
Yeah, just answer my fucking question. Have an opinion, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that before. I always thought, like, yeah, I want someone who's really nice and easygoing and does, you know, you would think you would want someone to do whatever you want. That sounds like it would be nice, and it's terrible.
Right.
So, yeah.
I just want someone that will communicate with me, you know, and I think that's part of it. Like, if someone's just like, whatever you want, I feel like that's not honest. Like, you must want something too.
Yeah, I think sometimes I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other, but usually I would say, like, I don't really care, but if you're looking for suggestions, here are three, you know? Like,
yeah.
Don't just never have an opinion about anything.
Right.
Yeah, but you need someone who's going to talk to you. Right?
Wouldn't that be a good place to start? The bar's pretty low. I wish that I could blame it on the age card, but I feel like I could easily find people my age that are just as immature.
No, for sure. Yeah. I think it does really depend on life experience, though. You know, like, maturity isn't all about age.
Yeah, that's true.
And I do think it's more likely that you're going to be maybe not a fully realized human being when you're younger. I'm just trying to think of myself at that age. And I mean, obviously everyone's different. You could totally find a 23-year-old who knows exactly who they are and what they want, and that's dope. But I was not that person.
Yeah. You know, crystal meth guy is starting to look pretty promising.
Stop it. Don't you dare.
But yeah, so I've been dealing with that.
Yeah.
But things are looking up. This week is maybe like yesterday. I was starting to feel like a normal person again.
Well, that's good.
I'm just like, I'm an emotional person, and I things weigh heavy on me for a while, but I'm picking myself back up.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been that long. It's like less than a week old, and it was something you were really excited about. I think it makes sense to have some time to like mourn a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's turning around.
Thanks, Bo. How are you doing? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I had a hard time getting to sleep last night, and it's been like real muggy and gross, and so I also slept poorly. And so I'm just tired and headachey today, but considering I think I slept for like 4 hours, I think I feel okay. Just a little tie.
Damn. I've been sleeping pretty good, and you want to know why?
Because you're drinking again? Yeah. Oh my God, am I right?
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, shit. didn't you say that like you sleep well, but you don't like feel rested when you're drinking?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I got really, really drunk on Friday night.
Oh, it's the weekend.
Yeah, but like I haven't been that drunk in a long time.
Mm.
And I paid for it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I actually, on Thursday, let's talk about what we're supposed to be talking about on this podcast, pinball. So on Thursday, I played in a tournament. So I played in the first tournament of like the big tournament weekend type thing, you know, and I played so well. I placed second.
Wow.
And I won $76.
Nice.
Yeah. And I haven't received my lemon heads yet for that, but I imagine they'll be good. And then this whole thing with the girl went down on Friday, well, on Thursday night, actually, Friday, like midday. And that was like the start of everything. And I like played poorly in the tournament that night. And so I was like drinking, and my friend invited me to go out, and we went out, and he knew the bartenders at this place. So we were just doing shots of vodka, and I was having so much fun because I was drunk.
Sure.
It's like I don't often drink away my feelings, but that was certainly a time that I did. And I had a fucking blast, and I looked hella cute.
That helps.
And I was like making new friends, and then my dumbass like went to bed at 3 or 4 a.m. with, you know, only the biggest tournament in San Francisco the next morning.
Oh geez.
So I went, and I think I was still drunk.
Oh, no.
And played the worst pinball of my life. Absolutely terrible pinball.
It's like I should have just played it.
Yeah, you would have given me a better score for sure.
Oh, no.
So, like, 80 people, right? And I was in the bottom 10.
Woof.
Which is not like me. I've been playing such good pinball.
Yeah.
But I remember playing and feeling like a fucking sloth. My reaction time was so fucking slow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, whatever, I'll make up for it tomorrow. The next day there was a losers tournament. So no, everyone who didn't make it into the finals, there's this consolation tournament the next day. So I went home Saturday night, and I'm like, finally have a time to like process the thing with the girl and how shitty I played pinball. And Saturday night was maybe the most depressing night I've had this year.
Oh, no.
Super, super sad. But I didn't drink. The next morning, went to the consolation tournament with high hopes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a strikes tournament. And I was the first person out.
Oh, no.
So I placed last in the losers tournament.
Oh, my God.
I was the loseresty loser.
That's so shitty. What terrible timing.
I know. What the fuck? And I was so bummed out. I ghosted. I just walked the fuck out of there. And just like went home and listened to Sufjan Stevens and cried. Stop it.
You didn't. Sufjan? That's dangerous territory.
It really, really is.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, you got to process your feelings. It's okay to take time for that.
Yeah. And Sufjan Hill. but things are looking up. Monday was fine. Tuesday was our team league finals. And unfortunately, the girl is on my team. And I wasn't looking forward to seeing her, but we started the night and she didn't show up. So I was like, sick. I played my first game and I fucking kicked ass. And I was like, awesome. I got my mojo back. And then she showed up and I was like, fuck, I'm going to play like shit now. But that wasn't the case. I actually played really well for the whole night.
Oh, good.
And it was like a fucking movie, this pinball night, because there's two teams, right? And so the other team, we played in the season and we lost to them 12-1. Like, we lost badly to them. Yeah, you got,
like, almost skunked.
Yeah. There was a player on their team named Nate. And Nate, unfortunately, passed away in the middle of the season. And he was, like, this beloved pinball guy that everyone loved. And everyone mourned his death. And that was his at his home turf. And that was the team that we were playing. So they actually had a bunch of people out there supporting them, and they're like, we're gonna win this for Nate and all that, which is super rad. We were tied through the whole fucking night, and on the last game that I had to play a game to tie it to stay in.
Oh wow.
To go into sudden death,
no pressure.
And I was down and I came back and we were able to go to the sudden death round because of me, which is great. And then the cool part about the sudden death round is that it's you take three players from your team and three players from the other, and you each play one ball. So you know how one game has three balls? You only get to play one ball.
Sometimes they can go bad really fast.
Yeah. So first of all, we had to pick who was playing. And they were like, all right, first of all, Jean, because Jean's the team captain and he's fucking awesome. Eka, who's like this pinball pioneer. She's like the pinball lady of the world. She founded Bells and Chimes. She founded Flipper Frenzy, this like this game style. Like, and she's also really fucking good. So like, of course she's going to play. And then everyone's like, Jackie, you got to play. And I'm like, what? Don't put me. So I ended up playing and I was like so flattered that the whole team wanted me to play. They're like, no, you're on fire. You're killing it. Like, you should play.
That's really nice.
So I played ball two on Star Trek, actually. And I got one flip in. Oh, no. I got one flip in and it drained out the side.
Ugh.
I felt so bad. And then Gene had to go and he was the last one and he needed to score like 200 million points to beat him. And as soon as he drained, the entire place fucking erupted.
Yeah.
And they were all cheering. And there's this big trophy it's basically like a Stanley Cup. There's like an actual cup on it. And they were like filling it with like beer and everyone's taking drinks. And it was a huge celebration. And it was such a great sort of dedication to Nate, the guy that passed away. And like, I'm so glad that they won. Like,
yeah.
they had to win. Like, but it was a perfect like movie finish.
Right, right. Like tied until the end.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the edge of their seats.
It was so cool. It was so cool to just like be a part of. You know, and despite losing, like I had a fucking great time and I got my pinball mojo back.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, good. It does sound like the week's turning around.
Yeah. And then the sequel to the movie will be us winning the trophy next year.
Hell yeah. And everybody drinks beer out of the trophy and doesn't get COVID. That's the miracle.
Oh yeah, I forgot about COVID. we would probably fill the trophy with mimosas because we are a queer team.
Yes.
Sure. But we would all also get monkeypox instead.
I forgot that's what's in.
So yeah, pinball's been great. Pinball, that seriously, that Tuesday night like really cheered me up, and I'm still riding that high. That high.
I'm glad you had such a good time. And like, what's the word when you're like a good sport when you lose?
Good sportsmanship.
Sure, great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know about sports.
But yeah, and then yesterday's cool. I put this new video game out that I was playing yesterday that I was really excited about. And
what's it called?
It's called Super People. It's the last beta before the full release in like a few weeks.
Super People?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What is that? What kind of game is that titling?
So it's basically like PUBG, but all the characters have abilities.
What if you told me words I understood?
Yeah, that's... it's like people have superpowers and they fight each other.
Oh, okay.
With super people.
I got it. What's PUBG?
Oh man.
This is your fault. You said it.
So the other cool thing that happened is I had another TikTok video go viral. Remember when I was like, one of these days I'm going to get a video that has 1,000 likes. Well, I had another video get 1,000 likes. So I think I have like 4 or 5 of videos with 1,000 likes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
What does that have to do with the question I asked you?
I didn't want to answer your question.
Okay, should we go to the corkboard?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you.
Okay, this will come as a surprise to no one, but we don't have any questions from listeners.
Gasp!
If you want to talk to us about anything in the whole world or anything in any other world or universe, just send your stream of consciousness to questions@fetchapale.com. Eventually, we will stop paying GoDaddy for that domain. So get it in while you can, okay?
Yeah.
I do have a question, though, for both of us.
Sick.
I don't know that it's a good question, but let's try it. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Why don't I remember my life? It doesn't matter. We were talking about, like what happens when you die and what you want to have happen when you die. And I have one friend who feels strongly that not existing anymore would be like, you know, the ultimate relief. And wow. So they're not concerned about afterlives, et cetera. They're just like, yeah, it's when it's over, it's over. That feels fine to me to know that.
I will rest.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll finally get to rest.
Exactly. And then the other friend in the conversation was like very disturbed by that prospect for herself. She was like, no, like the idea of not existing at all is so stressful and overwhelming to me. And I just thought it was really interesting to have such like opposite reactions to the same thought. And I don't have any strong feelings about this anymore. When I was young, I was like pretty afraid of dying. And now I feel like it's just inevitable and I will just enjoy life while I can. And yeah. So maybe while you're having a like depressing week isn't a great time to ask you about dying. But I just was wondering if you had ever thought like what would you want? Like if you could choose, what would you choose for your next life?
If I could choose, I think it would be cool. I like the simulation theory.
Okay.
If when I died, I came out of the game.
Oh, like, so it's a simulation, but like your actual biological body does exist.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe like.
Like you win.
Yeah, I won. I got to the end.
And then now you get to do whatever the real life thing is.
Yeah. And it's only been, you know, half an hour at the arcade. where I played this game.
Okay, this is gonna make you mad at me, but there's an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay, but there's an episode of Rick and Morty.
Okay, well, one of those came before the other one. But Captain Picard lived an entire lifetime in about like 30 minutes of a whatever technology going into his brain. And it was like this planet was going to die and it wanted there to be some way for their history to be remembered. And so they've forced somebody to live a life on their planet, an entire lifetime.
That's crazy. That's what I would want, though. That's yeah. What I want at the end.
Yeah, is to come out of the simulation and be like, oh, okay. I forgot I went to the arcade.
Exactly.
And then just go home to your like Jell-O house.
And then go be depressed in that life.
Oh yeah. Oh, that would be crappy if you like went into the simulation because you were looking for an escape and it's just like a different version of the same hell.
Your escape is another life of depression.
Oh my god.
I'm fucked up. Can I change my answer?
Yeah. You sure can.
I'm kidding. That's okay. Funny though.
That is funny.
Oh man. What a fun episode.
I think we're having a good time. I don't.
Well, what about you?
Yeah, I know. I asked you, and then what did I think you weren't going to ask me?
I mean, okay, that'd be cool if there was like a God, and I was, and like I died, and like me and God were just like we looked through like my whole Facebook, you know, and yeah. Got to like kind of reminisce.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then he could be like, "I remember when you did this. That was so cool," and I'd be like, "Yeah, I wish you could have been there." And then maybe he's like, "All right, you ready to go back?" And I'm like, "Cool. Can I please remember everything?" And he'll be like, "Nah, it doesn't work like that."
Mm.
And then I would be reincarnated and get to live a whole other life.
Mm. Yeah, I think reincarnation. I don't know. Reincarnation to me is not actually really any different than not existing anymore, because if you don't get to remember, then
yeah.
you're basically a new person.
I agree. So, if I could remember, though, that would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah. So I guess that would be my ideal, is that I get to start over. But, like, maybe when you reach a certain age, it, like, flips a switch and you get to remember your past lives. Because I think I would want to be, like, a baby over again, you know?
Yeah.
But probably I would like to skip ages, like, 7 to 14. Those were weird.
I mean, it would be really cool if I could be a girl from birth.
Right. Well, and that would be interesting, too, is would it change? Would that part of you change if you had a memory wipey-do?
Yeah.
No, but there's so many variables.
I really went into this arcade and picked the hardest mode.
You're like, "It's my first time here, but I choose expert." The hubris. That arcade played you. Yeah, I don't know if I actually answered the question, but I'm gonna say reincarnation if I got to have memories come back.
I like it.
Cool. If you I think our listeners should tell us what they think.
Yeah, tell us your thing.
Death wish. Is that what that means?
Yes. Okay, cool. Tell us how you want to die.
Oh shit. Your after death wish. Oh, afterlife wish. Why isn't it called after death? During death.
Afterlife doesn't make because it's after your life. But it's also after your death.
It is.
Oh my god.
I never thought about it.
It's a paradox.
I swear we are not stoned. Stupid.
you got any obsessions? Anything you've been obsessed with?
Kind of in the last like week or so, I would say I am obsessed with my gel manicure home system.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got one a while ago and it came with like 6 starter colors, and so, you know, you use all the colors, and then I kind of like pooped out on it. But I'm getting better at painting my own nails, even with my left hand. And I bought like a big box from Lord Bezos that has like 30 colors.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So like because it's gel, it lasts for like a week, and then I pull it off because I get antsy, and then I just put on a new color and it lasts me another week. And it's such a nice time.
How long does it take you?
Maybe like 15 minutes.
That's so fast.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And the only reason it takes so long is because you have to cure each layer for a minute. And sometimes you need 5 layers. So
I see.
Yeah.
Dang, I want you to do my nails now.
I want to. Yeah, next time you come visit. I'm good at it. I did Hillary's nails last night, and it was the first time I had done somebody else's. I think I've painted other people's nails with regular polish, but it's been like years.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I had ever done gel nails on someone else, and they turn out really good.
I still have my manicure from my trip to Bremerton.
Do you?
And they're like halfway. They're like halfway grown out. It's gross.
Yeah, you gotta soak them babies in some acetone and do a scraperoni.
Yeah, I have to gain some motivation first.
fair. That's totally fair. I guess that is the danger of gel. I feel like the home system, like, it doesn't cling quite as hard. So when I decide it's time for them to go, like, I only have to soak them for a few minutes and then they're real easy to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm into that. I'm into doing my nails.
I like it.
What about you?
I have, so I have a wedding coming up.
So you're a not, guest. A
yeah,
guest
not mine. Okay. I move on so quick. You have no idea. It's my rebound wedding.
I guess you said a wedding. You would have said yeah. my wedding. But I was thinking like maybe you were officiating. That seems like someone would ask you to do.
Oh, yeah. Someday, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to a friend's wedding.
Okay.
And I'm going with our friend Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Shout out to Nicole.
I'm so excited to spend some time with her. But I've been shopping around for like a nice dress to wear. And I have been finding nice dresses, but they're not wedding suitable.
Sure.
But I've been like buying some really fucking cute dresses and like wearing them out.
Oh, fun.
And I'm just kind of like loving my appearance and like how I feel in them. And like, it's been awesome. I've been posting pictures and like really just feeling myself.
That's amazing. So you're like finally kind of finding your fashion niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been like thrifting a lot and I've just been super lucky to find, you know, cute shit that's not expensive.
Yeah. And it's not wasteful. Like,
right.
Me and Megan have been talking a lot about how fast fashion is like really bad for the whole world.
Right. Well, one of the dresses I bought was from Target.
It's okay. I just spent like $70 on t-shirts from Target a week ago. I'm not saying I don't do it. I'm just saying if you can thrift, that's wonderful.
$70 of t-shirts at Target. That's like 2 years of t-shirts.
I know. I don't even think that's a real number because I think I bought 5 shirts and I think the most expensive one was $10. Huh. So I don't know what else I bought. Not shirts, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, thrifting is dope.
Yeah, I've been getting really lucky like at Buffalo Exchange because there's a lot of large, extra large dresses.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so I wore a really cute dress when I got second place at that tournament. And then the following night, I wore this cute like little jumper with like legs and like super like a like strappy, but like super open chested, you know? Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I looked so cute. And like people were complimenting me all night. And like it was at a pinball event, right? So I still like sometimes don't feel comfortable wearing something like this out in public, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, so I took the chance and like everyone loved it and people were giving me compliments. My friend Shannon was like super supportive and she was like, it's really amazing seeing you sort of come into yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's also really nice having an awesome pinball community where I won't feel afraid to wear something like this.
Yeah, know? Absolutely.
So that was super cool. And then I bought a dress like every day since then. I'm just like kind of addicted to buying a dress. none of them are wedding appropriate though. So I'm still
looking. So you have
looking.
To keep shopping. Oh,
I have
no.
to keep shopping. I know.
That's great. That's a good obsession.
Yeah. You got any fappies?
No, I listened to, it was a short episode and yeah. and the title of the episode is Bears Aren't Real. So I don't know that I am even committed to factual episodes anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Factual. So none this week, maybe none ever again. We'll see what I feel like doing.
Sick. You want to hear about what I put inside me?
Of course.
So I went to Grocery Outlet recently and I found these like microwavable bowls that are vegan. And I was like, why not? And so I bought one because they were 2 for $5 and they're like hefty bowls.
Okay.
You remember when I was complaining about frozen dinners not
oh,
being
yeah,
big enough?
Yeah, they were too small.
Yeah. So this is like only $2.50 and it's a hearty portion.
That's awesome.
So I cooked one up and then I put some of my Costco chicken in it. Mm. and it was so fucking good.
Oh, I'm shocked that that was the end of the story.
It was so really good. It's so good. So I went back to Grocery Outlet and I bought like 25 of them.
Oh my God.
And my freezer is full of them fucking vegan bitches.
That's amazing.
I just throw my cheap ass Costco chicken in.
And then it ain't vegan no more.
I've de-veganized it.
Yeah. It's an important step in the vegan cooking process is when you add meat at the end. Well, that's awesome. I haven't been to Grocery Outlet in a long time. Maybe I should go see if we got any of those up here.
Oh, yeah. I forget the brand. I'll text it to you later, but it's really good. They have this naked burrito flavor. They have this sriracha tofu thing. Mm-hmm. And then they have this Korean one that's also really good.
They're just three flavors. You got 25 of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're pretty good about like eating the same stuff for a long time before you get tired of it, though. You kind of go on kicks with things.
I tell you, if they had a fucking dog food for humans, I'd be set. I just like big bag of human food that I would eat every day if it had all my nutrients.
Yeah. I mean, for the convenience, I relate to that, but I get tired of stuff. I have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
I listen to a podcast and the host is vegan and he eats the same thing every day and he just calls it vegan gruel. And it's just like a combination of like legumes and vegetables and olive oil or whatever. Like, I don't even understand what it is, but it's the same ingredients and he just heats it up and mixes it all up. And that's what he eats for dinner every night of his life.
Wow.
I don't know how you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could do that.
But if it was prepackaged, maybe.
Yeah, and if it wasn't vegan.
Sure.
And it tasted decent.
I mean, I assume it tastes fine, but I also...
I assume it tastes like garbage.
I assume it tastes fine to him, okay. You know? Maybe not to everyone. I've been putting whatever scraps of food I can find inside me most days because I just can't really get my shit together with grocery shopping still.
Yeah.
It's like not even a matter of anxiety anymore. Like early in the pandemic, man, I'm stuttering hard. Okay. Early in the pandemic, it was like I didn't want to be around strangers. It felt scary to me. And so there was a lot of anxiety with it. And maybe that's still part of it. But like I've been doing it enough. I've pushed through that piece. And now it's just like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I'm just tired and I don't care. Is that depression?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Can't you get it ordered, though? Isn't it like if you spend a certain amount?
It's so expensive.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's like even if you order delivery through Safeway directly, everything is marked up like $1 or $2 per item. And then there's delivery fees on top of it. And Instacart is even worse because we do it sometimes. But yeah, I did like a side by side comparison of what something would have cost at Winco versus what it would have cost from Instacart. And it was like, you know, it was a full cart of groceries. So at Winco, it was like $110 worth of items. And at Safeway, it would have been like $195.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like no joke. It was almost, I guess, less than twice as much, but like 175% cost, basically.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so after I did that, like, I was suspicious that the math would turn out that way, and I finally actually did it. And so now every time I start an Instacart order, I'm like, bitch, just go to the store. Like, this is ridiculous. So I'm almost to that point where I'm about to start the Instacart order and then talk myself out of it and then actually go to the store.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my life is like. But we did have dinner with Pat and Punk and Jeff and Denise last night and Sebastian.
Oh, I love them. God, yeah. That sounds great.
It was so lovely. And Uncle Punk cooked and we had like a peach and burrata salad and then like pasta with zucchini and cherry tomatoes and basil and stuff.
Wow.
It was really yummy. And I was like, oh, maybe I should start cooking food again.
Damn, you put that inside you?
I did.
Which hole?
My mouth. I was with family. So I felt like any other orifice would have been inappropriate. Or confusing. You know, like, ears is maybe not, like, it just, I don't want to be a bad influence on my nephew.
But otherwise.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You want some queer corner stuff real quick?
Heck yeah.
I'll make it snappy. I wanted to tell you about some trans joy at pinball.
Oh, wonderful. Podcast.
So when I was at the tournament on, when I was at the tournament on Friday and I was feeling really cute in my little outfit, like, several, like, cishet men told me that I looked good.
Nice.
Like, kind of like in a flirty way. Mm-hmm. And so that was really validating. Also, I was playing this person and they misgendered me, like, right before my third ball. And it was like a huge comeback for me to beat them. And it just felt so good. And then the last thing I want to mention is that I am starting San Francisco's first queer pinball league.
Ooh, I'm surprised there isn't one already.
Me too. I mean, we have a team for the team league, but this will be the first queer pinball league. And it's already, people are already showing a huge interest, and I'm very, very excited. It's going to be beginner focused, so I'm going to try to get as many new people into pinball as I can. And all the dates are set. It's been approved by the IFPA. We have a venue. I'm very excited about it.
I mean, that's huge.
It is.
Yeah, congratulations. That's, like, I don't know. I feel like you're like making an impact in your community. You know?
I am. It feels so good.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, that's your queer corner.
Thank you. I'm very proud of you.
You're welcome. What'd you watch?
I've been watching this show called Never Have I Ever on Netflix.
Okay.
It's, I think, written and produced by Mindy Kaling, but it's about, like, an Indian teenager in America, and her dad dies suddenly, but she's also still, like, a 16-year-old girl trying to go to high school. So it sounds sad, and parts of it are, but it's mostly funny, and maybe something... I don't know if it's a thing that, like, everybody would want to watch, but I think it's very funny and heartwarming, and it kind of brings you back to high school without making you, like, hate everything, you know?
Yeah, I think I actually saw a trailer for that.
Yeah.
It looked pretty good.
It's very cute, and I feel like the cast is really great. It's, like, the main girl, Davey, is... she's a complicated character, you know? You're not always on her side. Sometimes she's a shitty friend and a selfish person, but also you remember being like that when you were a teenager, you know? So you're still, like, rooting for her, but, like, to do better sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really enjoying that. I started it, I think, last night, and I'm on, like, episode 8 of the first season. So I'm going hard. They're only 30 minutes, so it's quick to get through, but I'm sucked in. How about you?
I finally watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay. That's all you got.
I liked that it was easy for me to understand.
Okay, I'm confused. Because I know that you said that other movie that you watched recently was maybe not that easy to understand.
Nope.
What?
Just kidding. That was the name of the movie. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yes. I forgot that was the name of the movie. That was so good. But I'm remembering that correctly, yeah?
Yeah, you're remembering that correctly.
But also, weird.
This is a movie that I was anticipating being very complicated, because anything that has a multiverse
sure.
is going to be very confusing. But they did a really good job of explaining it and dumbing it down. Like, just be nice. Clear. You have to be nice.
Yeah, just be nice. That's true. I do think that at a certain point it felt like the moral of the story was, like, a little bit beaten over your head.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I agree with you there. I guess that's true, actually. It wasn't that confusing. But there were surprising elements, I would say.
Definitely.
Hot dog fingers? Is that a spoiler?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I knew about hot dog fingers before I saw it.
Oh, okay. I had not seen, like, a trailer or anything. Yeah. There are some parts that you're like, they did that. And I looked at it. I don't know how to feel, but yeah, I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I thought it was fun too. I really liked the daughter's character, the bad daughter's character.
Of course.
Like her opening scene, The Bad Daughter, where she's making everything weird.
Yeah.
And it's like surprisingly gory.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah, that was cool. How many mayonnaises do you think?
I give it 5.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think 5.5 from me.
Okay. I also started watching The Rehearsal.
What's The Rehearsal?
So The Rehearsal is a super bonkers show that's kind of like a prank show. It's like super cringy. It's Nathan Fielder. I don't know if you ever saw Nathan For You.
I know what that is, but I've never watched it. So it's, I know who that is.
Yeah, it sometimes can be hard to watch because this guy is like setting people up and like making them look like idiots.
Mm.
But this new show that he's doing, it's like, it's not something new every day. It's literally, he's compounding and making everything like super wild. It's hard to explain, but like in the first episode, he is talking to this guy, and I think he like maybe like puts an ad out where he's like telling people he's hiring for a job, and like he pretends that he's actually hiring them for something.
Hmm.
like a documentary series, and so they think that they're being filmed for this documentary series, but it's actually something else. In the first episode, he convinces this guy that he's doing a show where he can confess to a secret that he has.
Okay.
And so this guy is explaining he needs to confess to this buddy that he has in his trivia group that he doesn't actually have a PhD.
Shit.
So that's his real thing. He actually has lied to her about not having a PhD.
Oh, wow.
And he's on this fake show that he doesn't know is a fake show to confess to her. But then Nathan is like, in the opening scene where he's explaining all of this, he's basically telling him the secret to getting this right is to rehearse this. Like, you have to rehearse all the possible scenarios of you confessing your lie.
And, like, how she would react.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he reveals that he, Nathan Fielder, has rehearsed the conversation that he's having with this guy, like, several hundred times. And he's recreated his home. And he shows him. He's like, I've actually been rehearsing for this conversation. And I've recreated your home. And it looks exactly like his home. It's, like, in some warehouse.
Weird.
Yeah, and he has this actor that's playing that guy.
Sounds really meta and confusing.
Okay, yeah, that's what the show is. It's super, super meta. It's meta within meta.
Uh-huh, and cringe.
And super cringe.
I think I'd hate it.
You would hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
But it's like a bad train wreck.
It's working for you?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
So, yeah, that's what I've been watching.
Fun.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't think I... Oh, the other show we picked back up was Tokyo Vice. I keep wanting to call it Tokyo Drift. That's incorrect.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Tokyo Vice on HBO Max. We have 2 episodes left. We, like, I don't know, we just kind of forgot about it in the middle. It's that thing where when shows only come out once a week and then you catch up and you think you've finished it, but actually there's, like, 4 more episodes that come out afterwards.
So
we're getting back into that, and it's still very good and interesting. But that's the only other non-Star Trek thing we've been watching.
Cool.
Yeah. Should we?
You want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's go play tennis for exercise.
All right, big ups to Nathan Rep of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dancels on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our Corkbork song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
So I've restarted my voice training.
Oh.
But not with my speech therapist.
Okay.
I have figured out a way. So I basically just need to, like, stay out of my lower register.
Mm-hmm.
And keep everything really high. So I've just used Uggs's shock collar and turned up the sensitivity all the way up, so it keeps my voice out, so I get a shock every time my voice drops too low.
Life hacks with Jackie.
I'm gonna sell this.
Oh my god, like, trans people haven't been tortured enough.
I mean, most trans women are probably kinky enough to want to do it.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
There are circles in the dark.
is my heart. Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend. Gasp!